18 months ago, I called upon the Taoiseach and leaders' questions to ask him to rush through emergency legislation to protect the records of women who were in mother and baby homes and Magdalene laundries, to protect those records, to make sure that they were kept in good order and that it would be a criminal offence to damage them or not to keep those records. Because actually, a similar piece of legislation was passed in Northern Ireland about 2 years ago, and I wanted that legislation to be passed here. Now, it has taken 18 months, but the Minister did bring it in the last few weeks, and it finally passed through the Dáil last night, that it is now a criminal offence to damage any records or not keep them in good order for people who might need them.
While it has taken a while to get this legislation passed, Deputy, it has been passed, which I suppose in this instance is the most important thing. But it's important that these records are kept intact and that these women's stories are told eventually.
It's absolutely crucial. Just 2 days ago, I got a call from a lady in Galway. She's a researcher, and she rang to thank me for my part in this. And she was telling me that in the last while, she came across an instance of 29 women who died in a mother and baby home in Galway between 1927 and 1954. And she knew this because there were some gravestones. But when she went looking for the records, what she discovered was that there were no records of their deaths until 2013, almost nearly 80 years later for some of them, before those deaths were registered. And of course, that only happened because of the insistence that it should happen. And what she said to me was, people think these records, you know, they don't matter so much, too much time has gone by. But she said that is absolutely not the truth. Whatever is there must be kept safe and must be available to people. It's a moral obligation we do that. And now it's a criminal offence not to do it.